156, Matt Thomas Show, Sports Talk 790, the owner of the Houston Rockets, owner of this palace. I mean, you got a
many
lot of,
palaces.
You have a lot of nice palaces. But this might be my favorite. I mean, seriously, if there's ever like, you know, if you have like a room available, like who would like to have this room for a night? I will volunteer myself.
Hey. Anytime.
Secret shopper.
Dana White had that room. Where is that room in that with all the basketball court and everything? Where that, is that?
That is on 32. That is on 32.
Do you ever, like, sneak away from the family? Like, I don't want to talk to Patrick or Michael. Or I want to have my own little PlayStation for, like, 24 hours.
That place is pretty special. We should have brought you all up there.
Seriously. I want to live up there. I'll do the dishes. I don't care what it takes. Hey, first of all, as an alum of University of Houston, I'm so happy about the Big 12. You know, Chris and I are very close friends, and it has been such a great experience watching him and renewing yourself get that going. Just for the University of Houston audience, what that was like just being a part of the process and hearing that ultimately the Big 12 was looking to make in it some additions.
Well, I mean, it was extremely exciting, and it wasn't always going the way we wanted it to go. We had to put on the full court press, and it all worked out. And it's tremendously exciting. I think that, you know, the Big 12 for a while didn't know which way, you know, they went. And when things start happening, different people start looking out after themselves. And then I realized, and they realized, not really, that it all worked out, keeping it together. It's great to have a conference with the main state, the state of Texas, and it's something that I think is going to stay strong, and I think every year in basketball and in football, you're going to look up, and in the top 25, the Big 12 is going to have four or five teams, you know, that are in the top 25 in both sports. So,
was your dauber down when the Big 12, well, I mean, I know the answer to this, but how much was your dauber down when they decided not to expand, and was that a bad omen for that conference when they didn't decide to do so?
You know, I think it was, but that's just, you know, my opinion. But, you know, it's tough to get everybody together. You know, you have your administration, Bowlesby and his group, but then you have your presidents. And if you can't get your presidents to come together, then things don't happen. And then you always have some that do and some that don't. And you know, it's a known fact that, you know, Texas in the beginning said, oh, we'd like to have University of Houston in. And it's a known fact that, you know, when it got behind closed doors, they didn't want University of Houston in. And that's just the way it is. But that's okay. That's their right. They have that's their vote. You know, but it's all worked out now. And they had to vote on us to come in. And they voted on us to come in. And we're all very happy. It was a unanimous vote.
Before we get to the Rockets, last thing about the what do you want to see? I know that the big thing has been a football facility for practice, but just operations. What else would you like to see on campus with obviously a huge impact financially to this new league we're going to about to join here in a couple of years?
Well, it's a huge impact. Well, you know, really the last piece athletically, you know, that we need for the major sports is we have the new football facility, but we need to add on to it where their locker room is in there and coaches' offices and more training, you know, where they're separate by themselves from the other sports. But, you know, we're going to get there, and you know, it's just going to be different. And, you know, I think the American Athletic Conference is a great conference. It's like almost a Power Five conference. But it's going to be different just because when you live in Houston, Texas, and there's so many – there's not alumni from you know, UCF and University of South Florida, right. And some of – and all you go look at all the teams that are in, you know, in Temple and all the teams that are in the AAC. And now all of a sudden to be able to see, you know, Kansas and basketball and all the fans from, you know, TCU that go here and Baylor that go here. And, you know, our city is full of the alumni from these universities. We're feeders to all of those universities.
For sure.
And it's going to be great to watch, you know, big-time college football here every single week, not just a specialty week. You know, we get excited playing Texas Tech.
Right.
But now we're going to be playing them every year.
Right.
So
I was blown away because, Tillman, I was in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago, and Iowa State was playing UNLV. Iowa State traveled 20,000 people, and I was wearing my U of H gear on Saturday, and they're all like, we're coming to see you. I'm like, good. Well, I guess we'll go to Ames once in a while. But point being, it was just nice that they were so warm and receptive to us.
Absolutely. And it's funny. You'd be shocked at the amount of people even from Iowa State that live in this city. You know, we're almost the third largest city in the country, and we have thousands of anybody from these big universities in this region. You know, it's very regional.
To the Rockets, your restaurants are back full, your casinos are full. You've taken money from me, so congratulations on that from you. But ultimately, your arenas are going to be full again. The Toyota Center's got concerts going. How much have you missed it? Not only forgetting about the financial side, but just the love of buying an NBA franchise, having 18,000 people in the building again. I mean, last year was such an abnormal atmosphere for us every single time that we played a basketball game.
You know what? I kind of think the basketball gods looked after us in the sense that, you know, hopefully that the worst year that will ever happen in the time that I own this basketball team, which will be hopefully in my family for the next 100 years, is, you know, to have 30 different players, the most injured team ever in the history of the NBA, and all the other distractions that happened, but it'd be a year that you really didn't have fans and you really couldn't get into it. So, and now here we are, we're going to have fans and everybody's excited. I mean, everybody's excited about this team, and Rafe and Eli have just done a magnificent job of putting this team together, and the fans know what to expect. They're not expecting us to be in the playoffs this year, but they're gonna expect all these kids to keep getting a lot of minutes and grow and set ourselves up for the future. But you're gonna see this team, put a lot of exciting games together, win or lose this year.
What is it like for you as an owner when you first got the team? It was, we're trying to be one piece away from a championship, and now it's more, how do we grow to get to that level? And it's different as far as, I mean, just how is it different for you?
Well, I mean, I kind of walked into a good situation. And, you know, this is a rarity that somebody owns a team and you have no changes whatsoever up and down, you know, your management of any level. And you know, because we were just one piece away and we didn't get there. And when everybody realized you can't win a championship, it's time to move on. That's what happens. But it also gave us an opportunity to put things in place, and we really didn't get involved at all in the first 3 years, and we still don't get involved in basketball ops, but we were able to make changes. We feel like the behind the scenes, the basketball ops, from better security for the team and better operational things for the team, and you know, we think that you know, the franchise is, our goal is to improve in an area every single year. And I think we've done a lot of that this year, and I'm really excited about the future. You know, when you look at all the young talent we have, and we still have all these picks available in the upcoming years, it's truly, truly exciting.
It is a young basketball team. I mean, going from Russ to Chris to James to your backcourt's 20 years old.
I mean, I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I think we're the youngest team in the NBA, you know, and we were always one of the oldest.
Yeah.
So it's kind of – it is exciting. Everybody has to reboot at some point. And you know, it was time. It was just time. I mean, you could see, you know, that Laker game 2 years ago, year and a half ago, I guess it was now. And it was just time. And now we're retooling, and like I said, it's unusual to come off of a season like we came off, and everybody feel good, but that's kind of how we all feel right now. For some reason, we all feel good, and yet we know we're not, you know, going to be in the second round of the playoffs, but yet we all feel good, and that's great, and you know, we want to win games. Because the fans want us to, and I want us to, but we're going to do this right for the fans of Houston to get them involved and watch this team grow the way we need it to.
Tim, I'll say this: talking to Steven multiple times before games last year, he's like, "I only have 7 healthy players." I mean, that's not fair to him. I mean, what a rough way for a coach that you guys have a lot of faith in. And man, I embrace him. I root for him more than perhaps anybody else, because this is a guy that has waited so long for his opportunity not to have a real basketball team because of COVID and injuries and trades and guys wanting to leave. This is a fresh start for him too.
No, you know, people didn't realize that, you know, last year we knew it locally, But the national media would say, oh, the Rockets got beat again. But they not explain that there were only seven players and four of them were in the G League, you know, 2 months earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, what we went through last year was just crazy, and I don't think it'll ever happen again in the NBA. To have 30 different players on a roster from the start of the season to the end of the season, it just doesn't happen. And you know, what's amazing is we weren't getting beat by 30 points and 25 points a game. We usually got grinded out in the fourth quarter and
right.
stayed in games. I was just shocked at how hard the players played and Steven got them to play, and it was just exciting. And I'm excited for him this year that he's got his team and he doesn't have those distractions of some old veterans, and it'll be fun to watch.
Last question, going to wrap it up. What are you working on now? I marvel at the different things you've moved in. I know Louisiana Gambling is going with sports books. Is that the next project for you and your group?
Yeah, but that's a little project. You know, we're always working on bigger projects, so always have a lot going on.
Well, I look forward to hearing the next new news coming out of you.
Absolutely. Guys, great to talk, and what an exciting day for these new young Rockets.
Absolutely. Tillman Fertitta joining us here from the Post Oak Hotel. We'll take a quick timeout, 207 here on Sports Talk 790.